弟兄姊妹能听得见吗？
My brothers and sisters, can you hear me?
希望大家在这次疫情中都平平安安的。
I hope that everyone is safe during this epidemic.
我们先来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read a passage in the Bible.
我们来看约翰一书第二章。
We're going to look at 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章十五节到十八节的前半部。
First John chapter 2 verse 15 to the first part of verse 18.
我想我先读中文，然后请姊妹再读英文。
I'll first read it in Chinese and then I'll have the sister read it in English.
好，约翰一书第二章第十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界。爱父的心就不在他里面了，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的，永远长存。小子们啊，如今是末时。
First John chapter 2 verse 15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but it is from the world. The world is passing away, and also its lust. But the one who does the will of God lives forever. Children, it is the last hour.
Come on, say.
Let's bow our heads and have another word of prayer.
父啊，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Father, we give you all of the praise and thanksgiving.
当我们一同聚集的时候，我们实在是要把我们心中的赞美、感谢和荣耀都完完全全的归给你，还有我们的主耶稣基督。
As we gather, we will give you all the glory, praise, and thanksgiving that's in our hearts to you and to our Lord Jesus.
We 相信当我们这样子聚集的时候，你也要来祝福我。
We believe that as we gather in this way, you will bless us.
巴不得你能够透过我们不完全的言语，你借着你的灵对我们每一个人讲。
And that you would cover the imperfections of our eyes and that you would give us your spirit.
实在把你的话语能够启示翻译在我们每个人的心里。
So that you would reveal your word to each one of our hearts.
好使我们在患难中的时候主要我们仰望我们的主耶稣基督。
That during this chaotic time, we would look towards our Lord Jesus.
知道我们不会死我们将来要与我们的主在空中相遇。
That we would know that we would not die, but that we would rule with our Lord in the air.
时间是何等的迫切，求你来预备你地上所有的儿女。
The time is urgent, would you prepare all of your children on earth?
我们把接下来的时间仰望在你的手中。
We give the family time into your hands.
我们这样祷告来是奉你儿子耶稣基督宝贵的名。
And we pray this in the name of your Son, the precious Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 一晃吧，大家要注意到没有？一晃这个瘟疫已经有半年了。
Have you noticed that in a flash, it's already been half a year since the start of the pandemic?
如果从去年12月算起的话，到现在已经半年了。
We counted from December of last year to now, it's been half a year.
我们都相信，这次瘟疫呢是神给我们这个世代的审判和警告。
We all believe that this pandemic is God's judgment and warning for this era.
但是大家想过没有？
But has everyone thought of this?
万一我们中间有人感染了病毒，该怎么样去解释呢？
What if someone among us is infected by the virus? How can we explain this?
是不是说感染的弟兄姊妹肯定是做了什么得罪神的事？
Is it that the infected brothers and sisters surely did something that offended God?
几个月来啊，我们家总共有七个人现在宅在家里。
In the past few months, people in our family, and we have 7 individuals in our family.
啊，有四个人必须要外出去，每个星期都要外出去工作。有三个人。
And 3 or 4 of us have to go out every day to work.
Every week.
Every week to work.
但我们最近还真的出现了发烧。喉咙疼痛的事。
And indeed, someone has had experienced fever and sore throat.
好在一两天以后就没事。
It's fortunate that in 1 or 2 days it was, we were fine.
Yeah. 否则的话，要是弟兄姊妹关心起我们来，我们都不知道该怎么样去解释。
Otherwise, if brothers and sisters showed concern for us, we wouldn't know how to explain this.
虚惊了一场。
We've overcame a hurdle.
Right. 但是呢，我们的确听说外面有的基督徒感染了这个 COVID-19.
But we have indeed heard that there are Christians outside who have been infected with COVID-19.
甚至还有不幸去世的。
And unfortunately, some have even died.
我们中间甚至都有的同学们都认识他。
And these are people that the brothers and sisters amongst us are familiar with.
大家听得见了哈。
Oh, can everyone hear me now?
可以了哈。我们很难哈，我们继续哈，我们很难解释为什么会临到一些弟兄姊妹。
Let's continue. So it's very hard to explain why this has affected some brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我们绝对不能够认为被感染的弟兄姊妹是神对他们的审判。
But we definitely cannot conclude that the affected brothers and sisters are suffering from God's judgment on them.
那就好像约伯的三个朋友错误的认定约伯是犯罪被神惩罚。
Otherwise, it would be like Job's 3 friends who mistakenly concluded that Job had committed some sin and was being punished by God.
我们都知道约伯的苦难虽然直接是从撒旦来的，但是也是神对约伯的试验。
We all know that Job's suffering came directly from Satan, but it was also God's testing of Job.
Right. 为了使他们能够更深的认识，更使他们更深的认识。
So that he could know God more deeply.
所以在这场瘟疫中神实在是要让他的儿女们，在地上的儿女们一同受警告。
And so God wants to use this pandemic to warn his church.
Yeah, all his children.
And all his children.
是我们一同的回转归向神，预备主的回转。
So that we can all turn back to God, and prepare for the Lord's return.
因为我们都知道现在是末时了，时间非常的紧迫。
Because we all know that it is the end time, and the time is it's the last hour.
那么今天呢，我们要继续来看圣经里的瘟疫。
And today we want to continue to look at the plagues in the Bible.
我们要从中来学习如何预备我们回转归向神。
And we want to learn how to turn back and how to return to God.
Prepare 就是预备我们。
And to prepare us.
那么上一次呢，我们上个月我们已经分享到圣经旧约里面清楚的记载瘟疫大概有五次。
Last month we shared that there are 5 plagues clearly recorded in the Bible.
Yeah, 第一次瘟疫就是神把瘟疫重重的加在埃及的牲畜上。
The first plague was that God had a heavy pestilence on the livestock of Egypt.
因为法老要阻止神的百姓以色列人离开埃及。
Because Pharaoh prevented the Israelites from leaving Egypt.
瘟疫的目的呢，是要让以色列人脱离这个世界的王的辖制。
The purpose of this particular pestilence was to deliver the Israelites from the control of the king of the world.
Right. 那么这是第一次的瘟疫。
So this was the first plague or pestilence.
另外的四次瘟疫呢，圣经里面所记载四次瘟疫呢，都发生在以色列人身上。
The other 4 plagues recorded all happened on the Israelites.
Right. 如果我们详细的考察圣经。
And if we closely examine the Bible,
就会发现每一次的瘟疫都是以色列人前进路上的一个台阶。
We find that each plague is a step on the Israelites' journey forward.
记载他们当时所犯的罪，还有刻骨铭心的经历。
It is a record of their various sins and also the visceral experience.
Right. 使他们能够学习敬畏神。
So that they can learn to revere God.
知道什么是神的圣洁和公义。
So that they know what is the holiness and righteousness of God.
那上个月我们也分享了第二次的瘟疫。
And last month, we also shared on the second plague.
Right. 那引发瘟疫的原因是因为以色列人不信的罪。
And the cause of that plague was because of the sin of Israel's unbelief.
那个时候神一路带领他们，一路带领保守他们经过两年的旷野。
At that time, God had led and protected them through the wilderness for 2 years.
来到了迦南地最南端的加利斯巴尼亚。
And they came to the southernmost tip of Canaan, Kadesh Barnea.
在那里要预备进迦南。
And there they were getting ready to enter Canaan.
可是十个探子从迦南回来报恶信。
But 10 spies came back from Canaan and gave a bad report.
导致以色列人全体会众不信神。
Causing the entire Israelite congregation to disbelieve God.
不愿意进到神应许给他们的牛奶与蜜 的迦南地。
And they were unwilling to enter the promised land of flowing with milk and honey that God had given to them.
所以神就降了那次瘟疫击杀了那十个人。
And so God sent out the plague and killed those 10 people.
而那一代的南京也因此不得进入迦南。
And that entire generation was not allowed to enter into Canaan.
那从今天起哈，从今天起我们要分两次来看后面的三场瘟疫。
So from today, we're going to take 2 sessions to look at the next 3 plagues.
这三场瘟疫对付的是三样的罪。
These 3 plagues deal with 3 kinds of sins.
就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲。
That is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life.
使徒约翰这样说，他说这他们这三样的那个罪哈，都是从世间来的。
So the apostle Paul says, this of these 3 sins that these are all from the world.
是我们去爱世界，不爱神。
It causes us to love the world and not the Father or not God.
今天我们都说要预备。主的回来要回转归向神。
Today we say that we need to prepare for the return of the Lord, that we need to turn back and return to God.
而这三样的罪呢，是我们很大的难阻。
But these 3 sins are an obstacle to us.
Yeah, 使我们不能够回转归向神。
That prevent us from returning to God.
好不好？我们就来看这第三次的瘟疫。
So let's take a look at the 3rd plague.
我们已经看了前两次了，第三次，我们翻开民数记16章。
So we've already taken a look at the first 2 plagues. Let's take a look at the 3rd one and turn to Numbers chapter 16.
民数记16章，这个故事非常长。
Numbers chapter 16. So this story is quite lengthy.
我们因为时间缘故，我们只是选择其中的一个部分，来读一下就可以了。
Because of time constraints, we're just going to choose 1 section to read.
那么我会给弟兄姊妹有一点背景的解释。
And I will give the brothers and sisters some background.
我们读民数记16章41节到50节。
So we'll read Numbers chapter 16 from verse 41 to verse 50.
还是我先来读中文。
And I'll read first in Chinese.
第二天41节啊。第二天，以色列全会众都向摩西亚伦发怨言，说：“你们杀了耶和华的百姓。”全会众聚集攻击摩西亚伦的时候，向会幕观看，不料有云彩遮盖了耶和华的荣光显现，摩西亚伦就来到会幕前。耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你们离开这会众，我好在转眼之间把他们灭绝。”他们二人就伏伏于地。摩西对亚伦说：“拿你的香炉，把 坛上的火盛在其中，又加上香，快快带到会众那里为他们赎罪，因为有愤怒从耶和华那里出来，瘟疫已经发作了。亚伦照摩西所说的拿来逃到会中，不料瘟疫在以色列在百姓中已经发作了，他就加上香为百姓赎罪，他站在活人死人中间，瘟疫就止住了。除了因可拉事情死的以外，遭瘟疫死的共有14700人。亚伦回到会幕门口到摩西那里，瘟疫已经止住了。
Verse 41, but on the next day, all the congregation of the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron, saying, "You are the ones who have caused the death of the Lord's people." It came about, however, when the congregation had assembled against Moses and Aaron, that they turned toward the tent of meeting, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. Then Moses and Aaron came to the front of the tent of meeting, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Get away from this congregation, that I may consume them instantly." Then they fell on their faces. Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put in it the fire from the altar and lay incense on it. Then bring it quickly to the congregation and make atonement for them, for the wrath has gone forth from the Lord. The plague has begun." Then Aaron took it as Moses had spoken and ran into the midst of the assembly, for behold, the plague had begun among the people. So he put on the incense and made atonement for the people. He took his stand between the dead and the living so that the plague was checked. But those who died by the plague were 14,700, besides those who died on account of Korah. Then Aaron returned to Moses at the doorway of the tent of meeting, for the plague had been checked.
我们都知道，自从加利斯巴利亚的瘟疫以后，
We know that since the plague occurred in Kadesh Barnea,
就是第二次的瘟疫，以色列人就开始了旷野38年的旷野漂流。
That was the second plague, and from there, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
神继续保守他们，供给他们。
And God continued to protect them and to supply them.
脚上的鞋穿了38年都没有破。
The shoes that they were wearing for 38 years did not wear out.
我们都知道今天我儿子们，他们一般每年都要买2双鞋。
We know that today, our children, every year they need to buy 2 pairs of shoes.
然后穿一年最多2年就要换新的鞋。
And they wear it for a year or two at most, and then they have to switch out the shoes.
因为坏了。
Because they've broken.
你想这个时候的鞋应该比3400年前的鞋应该更牢固才对。
You would think that the shoes worn today should be better off than those worn 3,400 years ago.
而以色列人在旷野是没有真正的说是没有路的，在那上面行走38年，鞋没有破，身上穿的衣服也没有穿烂。
And the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness, and so there were no roads, but their shoes did not break, and the clothes that they were wearing didn't tatter or wear out.
神按时把天上的玛拿赐给他们吃。
And God regularly gave them manna from heaven to eat.
白天有云柱，夜间有火柱，因为火晚上才能看得见嘛。因为夜间有火柱引领他们前行的路。
And so during the day they had a pillar of cloud, and at night they had a pillar of fire. And so it was fire at night so that they could see, and that led them on the path forward.
所以虽然他们是在旷野里面，但是至少温饱无忧，对不对？
And so although they were in the wilderness, at least they had no worries for food or clothing, isn't that right?
你知道吗？这个时候人就开始不安分了，对不对
？And so at this time, people began to become restless and misbehave.
我们刚才念的这段圣经的前面就是可拉叛逆的故事。
So before this passage that we just read in the Bible is the story of Korah's rebellion.
Right, 因为利未人可拉当时带领了以色列会众中的250个首领来攻击亚伦摩西亚伦。
So Korah, the Levites, led about 250 leaders of Israel to go against Moses and Aaron.
他们说，为什么总是你们两兄弟代表神对以色列人说话？
And so they said to some, why is it always you two brothers speaking for the Lord to the Israelites?
凭什么你们高高在上？
Why are you insulted above everyone?
Right. 因为耶和华的百姓个个是圣洁的。
So all of the people, each of the people of the Lord.
耶和华也在他们中间。
And the Lord is also in their midst.
知道吗？他们口口声声的说是为全体以色列会众争取民主啊、自由人权。
You know that they were very vocally fighting for the rights and the good of the entire congregation of Israel.
圣经说，其实圣经说哈，他们眼睛是盯上了那个祭司的位置。
But you know that in fact the Bible says that it's because their eyes were fixed on the priest.
想想看，百万以色列人听命于几个祭司。
So think about it. The millions of Israelites listened to a couple of the priests.
太耀我们的眼目了，那个位置。
So this was too eye-catching, was too dazzling for the eyes.
这是什么罪？
So what sin is this?
眼目的情欲。
This is the lust of the eyes.
我们都知道眼睛是人心灵的窗户。
We all know that eyes are the window to the human soul.
其实眼目的情欲就是反映人内心里面的那些东西。
So the lust of the eyes are the secret desires of people's heart.
其实都是指那些高大上啊、冠冕堂皇的欲望。
It's all this desire for grandeur, for power and status.
就是指 high level 上的。那么包括什么权力啊、地位啊。出人头地啊，受人尊敬等等。
So desires for power, for status, to be a head and shoulders above everyone else for their admiration.
Yeah, exactly. 所以当下以色列人就伏，那个摩西就伏伏在地。
So at that time, Moses fell to the ground.
对可拉一党的人说。
Bowed to the ground and said to the company of Korah.
明天耶和华会显明谁是他所拣选的。
But tomorrow morning, the Lord will show who is His, who's His chosen.
第二天，耶和华的荣光果然显现在全以色列人会众面前。
So, and actually, the next day, the glory of Jehovah appeared in front of the congregation.
地开了口，把可拉一家还有另外两家，他们都带头的，活活的吞了下去。
And so the ground suddenly opened up, and it swallowed Korah's family and the families of the two other leaders. And they all fell in.
Right, 那地就照原样又合在一起。
And then the ground closed above them as it was.
以色列全会众吓得到处乱跑。
And so the Israelites were so scared they were running about.
火从耶和华的面前出来，就追上那250个首领，把他们烧死。
And fire came from the Lord and caught up with the 250 leaders and burned them.
所有带头叛逆的人都受了审判。
And all those who were leading the rebellion suffered judgment.
按理说啊，神叛逆的事情就该完了。
And you would think that after the God's judgment, this event would be over.
接下来的就是我们刚才念的那段圣经所讲的故事。
So what happens next is what we just read in the Bible.
也就是说，第二天啊，以色列全会众从惊慌中就缓了过来。
It said that the next day, after the entire congregation of Israel eased from their panic, they again gathered together against Moses and Aaron.
对他们两个人说，你们杀了耶和华的百姓。
And they said to those two, you have killed the people of Jehovah.
那我们就会想，为什么以色列会众会这么糊涂？
And so we might think that why were the Israelites so muddled in their actions?
其实因为他们觉得可拉他们是在为他们争取民主自由。
It's because they thought that Korah was fighting for their freedom and their democracy.
可拉对他们说，你们个个圣洁，谁能凌驾你们之上？
Because Korah said to them, you each are all holy, so who is worthy to be above you?
像不像今天很多政治家们那些忽悠人心的口号。
Isn't it like today's politicians in the world who call all kinds of slogans?
比如说，Make America Great Again, 就是让美国再次伟大起来。
For example, saying Make America Great Again.
中华民族伟大的复兴，伟大复兴的中国梦。
And the Chinese dreamed of the Great Revival of the Chinese Nation.
Right. 当然还有我们很多个人的理想野心哈，这些东西充满了我们的眼目。
And so we all individually have these ingrained thoughts, and they cloud our vision.
Yeah, 深入了我们每个人的心思。
And so they become ingrained in our thoughts.
成了我们的价值观或者是非观。
And so they become our, they form our outlook on our values and our right and wrong.
我们靠着这个去评断是和非嘛，对吧？
And so we rely on these to determine what is right and what is wrong.
所以我们根本看不清神的作为是什么。
And so that we can't see at all what God's actions are clearly.
心里 也没有任何空间留给神。
And our hearts have no space for God.
所以你就知明白为什么以色列人会如此糊涂，不知道神的。
And so you can understand how the Israelites became so confused.
就在以色列人拒绝要哭。攻击摩西亚伦的时候
So just when the congregation of Israel were going to attack Moses and Aaron,
神的荣光再次显现在他们中间。
The glory of God once again appeared amongst them.
神吩咐摩西说，亚伦说，你们离开这会众。
And so, God told Moses and Aaron to separate and leave the congregation.
我要在转眼之间把他们给灭了。
That I will consume them instantly.
这个太严重了，是不是？
This is such a serious thing.
摩西亚伦又一次匍匐在地上。
And once again, Moses and Aaron fell to the ground.
摩西对亚伦说：“拿起你的香炉，身上祭坛的火。”
And so Moses said to Aaron, "Take your censer and put it in the fire from the altar."
加上香，快快到会众那里去为他们赎罪。
And add incense on it, and then bring it quickly to the congregation to make atonement for them.
我不知道大家在这里注意到没有。
I don't know if everyone has noticed here.
摩西啊，对可拉一党的人和对以色列百姓好像是不一样的。
Moses seems to have treated the company of Korah and the Israelite people differently.
因为摩西知道以色列人作为一个整体是神的选民。
Because Moses knew that the Israelites as an entire body were the elect people of God.
承载着神在地上的见证。
And so they carry the testimony of God on earth.
也是我们所说神心意的所在。It's the purpose of
God. And so they fulfill the purpose of God.
但是呢，神的怒气是真真实实的。
But God's wrath is also real and true.
他真的是要灭绝全以色列会众。
He truly wanted to destroy the entire congregation of Israel.
摩西当年哈，以色列神召摩西要去领以色列人出埃及的时候。
At that year when Moses sent, God sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为这个时候呢，在38年当中，具体时间我们不知道。
At that time, it was 38 years prior, but the exact time we're not sure.
所以他们出埃及已经是很多年前的事，有可能。
It's been a while since they have left Egypt.
当摩西出从米甸旷野要去埃及的路上，就是要去领以色列出埃及的时候。
And so Moses left Midian to go to Egypt.
Yeah, 就在这个路上啊。因为他和他的儿子没有受割礼，就开始神的工作。
So on the road there, because Moses himself and his son had not been circumcised and started the Lord's work.
因为这个工作非常非常重要，因为这是关系到整个以色列人的事。
And this work was very important because it concerned the entirety of Israelites.
但是即使在这样的情况下，神差一点就要摩西就要被神击杀而死。
Even in this condition, God almost killed Moses.
Right. 那么我们都知道神的公义决定了他绝不姑息罪恶。
Because we know that in God's righteousness determines that he would never tolerate sin.
Right. 在罪没有得到解决以前神的怒气是不会消失的。
So, before sin is resolved, God's wrath will not dissipate.
哪怕是对他所爱的百姓，
even to his own called people，
哪怕是损害他的神的见证，
not even to the, especially to those who would offend his testimony，
哪怕是就是即使是损害神的见证，神都在所不惜。
And even those who are his testimony, he would not withhold his wrath.
Right, exactly. So, 哪怕是延迟他的旨意，叫做 purpose, 他都要还是要实行这样的审判。
Not even when he is trying to fulfill his purpose, would he withhold his anger?
Right. 不是因为他要fulfill 他 purpose, 他就 hold 他的 anger. Right? 你的诠释应该是对的。所以历史上啊，很多我们都知道很好的教会，对不对？到今天荡然无存，就是这个原因。
And we know that in history, throughout history, there are many good churches who have been broken because of this.
Right, 神让他们烟消云散。
And so God lets them disperse.
瘟疫发作了，非常的快。
So when this plague broke out, it spread very quickly.
一下子就死了14,700。
And instantly, 14,700 people died.
我们觉得14,700人算不了什么嘛。今天美国都已经死了快90,000了。
We may think that 14,700 people are not that many. Today in the U.S., almost 900,000 have died. 90,000 have died.
Exactly. 如果你要把它以色列的人口换算成美国今天的人口的比例来讲，其实相当于美国死了200多万的人。
If you were to compare the population of Israelites to today's population of the U.S., then about 2 million died.
Right, 想想看，不是200万感染，而是200万死了。
It's not that two million were infected, it was that 2 million died.
所以亚伦赶快的拿起香炉，盛上那个祭坛上的火。
And so Aaron quickly picked up his censer and took the fire from the altar.
跑到会众的面前，然后加上香，站在活人和死人的中间。
So ran to the congregation and also added incense and then stood amongst the congregation.
瘟疫那个时候就止住了。
Stood among the living and the dead, and then at that time the plague was checked.
想想看，如果亚伦每一个动作这人每一个行动迟延的话，就会导致更多的神的百姓死亡。
So think about it. If there was any delay or stopping in Aaron's action, then even more people of God's called would have died.
那么大祭司亚伦为以色列人赎罪。为什么如此有效？
So why was the atonement that the high priest Aaron did for the Israelites so effective?
因为他所做的每一件每一个动作都是预表着神的儿子耶稣基督的救赎。
Because every action that he took was a type for the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天的新约时代。
So in today's New Testament era,
我们在地上不会再遭遇以色列人
的。So we on earth will no longer encounter the same kind of judgment that the Israelites face.
不是因为我们比以色列人。
Not that we are better than the Israelites.
也不是神变。
Or that because God has changed.
是因为耶稣基督在十字架上完成了救赎。
It's because that the Lord Jesus has completed redemption on the cross.
是因为主耶稣今天成了我们的大祭司。
Because Jesus today has become our high priest.
在天上父神的右边，天天时时刻刻的为我们代祷。
That he is on the right hand side of God in heaven, moment by moment interceding for us.
所以我们深信神的愤怒再也不会像对待以色列人那样临到今天神的儿女。
And so the anger of the Lord will never come down.To his children today, like it did towards the Israelites.
但是呢，如果我们因此就任意去犯罪的话，
But if we go and deliberately sin,
主耶稣再来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus comes again,
我们要在主的台前面临 更严厉的审判。
We will face, before the Lord's judgment seat, we will face even more severe judgment.
Right, 我们会在黑暗里边哀哭切齿一千年。
We will be in the, we will be weeping and gnashing of teeth for 1,000 years in the dark.
我们那个，我们中青年组，就是星期五那个查经的中青年组，曾经讨论过一个问题。
So the, our Friday night Bible study, middle age group once discussed, a topic.
我们一个问题啊，我们问这样一个问题，就是说，今天我们在疫情中。
So they asked this question. So today we're in the midst of an epidemic.
我们能不能代替世界上的人，代替弟兄姊妹，在神的面前认罪悔改？
Can we, repent and confess sins for brothers and sisters and the world?
我们能代替他们，对不对？代替他们在神面前认罪。
Can we, be a substitute for them before God to repent and confess?
就像亚伦一样，因为我们也是祭司。
Just like Aaron, because we also are priests.
神曾经对先知以西结这样说。
God once said to the prophet Ezekiel.
在以西结书三章十七节呢，这样记载。
And in Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17 it records this.
神说，人子啊，我立你做以色列家守望的人。
The Son of Man, I appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel.
替我警戒他们。
I want you to warn them for me.
我指责恶人，说他必要死。
When I say to the wicked, you will surely die.
你若不警戒他。
If you do not warn him.
使他离开恶行。
To go away from his wicked ways.
这恶人必死在最终。
That wicked man shall die in his iniquity.
我却要向你，就是向以西结，讨他上命的罪。
But his blood I will require at your hand, yours Ezekiel's hand.
如果你警戒了恶人呢？
But if you have warned the wicked,
他仍然不离开罪恶。
And he does not turn from his wickedness.
他必要死在罪中。
He will die in his iniquity.
但是你却没有罪。
But, you will have been delivered yourself.
这是对恶人讲的。那么对义人呢？
This is to the wicked man, but what about the righteous man?
我们知道今天义人是谁
的。So today we know who are the righteous.
义人若犯罪，神说。
So God says, if a righteous man commits iniquity,
我将绊脚石放在他的前面，他的面前。
I will place a stumbling block before him.
你没有警戒他。
If you have not warned him,
他必要死在最终。
He shall die in his sin.
他以前的义都不会被纪念。
And his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered.
我却要向你以西结讨他上命的罪。
But his blood I will require at your Ezekiel's hand.
假如你警戒了那义人。
However, if you have warned the righteous man,
他因受了警戒而存活。
And so he has received the warning.
你也就自己脱离了罪。
And because he received the warning, he shall surely live, and you have delivered yourself.
Yeah. 那么最后一句话很重要，听的可以听，听的可以听，不听的任他不听。
And so the last phrase is very important, that those who can hear,who can hear, listen, and those who do not listen.
我再说一遍，听的可以听，不听的任他不听。
And so he who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse.
我们都知道主耶稣差派十二个门徒啊，两个两个出去传天国的道，叫人悔改。
And so we know that the Lord Jesus sent his 12 disciples out two by two to go out and preach the gospel of the kingdom and to repent.
对他的这十二个门徒说。
And he said to these 12 disciples,
凡不接待你们的，凡不接待你们的，离开的时候，把脚上的尘土跺下去。
So that any place that does not receive you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet.
见证他们的不是。
For testimony against them.
主今天把传福音叫人悔改的使命托付给了我们。
And so today the Lord has entrusted us with this mission of the gospel of repentance.
无论是得死不得死，我们都应当忠心的传讲。
No matter whether they accept us or not, we need to preach it faithfully.
至于人听还是不听，
whether the people listen or do not listen,
我们把这一切交给主。
We give this to the Lord.
就像星期五晚上我们跟有个姊妹分享的，我们可以浇灌，可以栽种浇灌，但是生长的不是我，叫它生长的不是我。
It's just like a sister shared once, that we can teach all we want, but the growth is not up to us.
Exactly. 好，我们来，这是第三个瘟疫，我们来看第四个瘟疫。
So this was the third plague. Let's take a look at the fourth plague.
在民数记还是同一本书，民数记第二十五章。
It is also in the book of Numbers, the same book, in chapter 25.
同样这个故事非常长，我们只能读一处，就读两处的圣经。
The same, this story is quite lengthy, and so we're just going to read two passages of Bible.
我们读民数记第二十五章第一节到第九节。
We'll read Numbers 25, verses 1 to 9.
二十五章第一节，以色列人住在石亭，百姓与摩押女子行起淫乱，因为这女子，应该是翻译成这些女子啊，因为中文没有那个单数复数，其实是复数啊。因为这些女子叫百姓来一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。以色列人与巴利皮尔联合，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。而耶和华吩咐摩西说，将百姓中所有的族长在我面前对着日头挂悬挂，使我向以色列所发的怒气可以消了。于是摩西吩咐以色列的审判官说，凡属你们的人有与巴利皮尔联合的，你们个人要把他们杀了。摩西和以色列全会众正在会幕门前哭泣的时候，谁知有以色列中的一个人当他们眼前带着一个米甸女人到他兄弟那里去，祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈看见了，就从会中起来，手里拿着枪，跟从那以色列人进亭子里去，便将以色列人和那女人从腹中刺透，这样在以色列中瘟疫就止息了。那时遭瘟疫死的有24,000人。
So Numbers 25 verse 1. While Israel remained at Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. So they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the Lord was angry against Israel. The Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and execute them in broad daylight before the sun, so that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, each of you slay his men who have joined themselves to Baal of Peor. Then behold, one of the sons of Israel came and brought to his relative the Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, while they were weeping at the doorway of the tent of meeting. When Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he arose from the midst of the congregation and took a spear in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and pierced both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through the body. So the plague on the sons of Israel was checked. Those who died by the plague were 24,000.
好，我们再读一处圣经，是在新约圣经彼得后书第二章。彼得后书。
So we'll read another passage in the Bible, which is in 2 Peter chapter 2.
新约圣经彼得后书第二章，我们读两处圣经就可以了。14节到15节。
In the New Testament, the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, will read two verses, verses 14 and 15.
好，彼得后书第二章第十四节。他们满眼是淫色，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。他们离弃正路，就走岔。 随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知。
Verse 14, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
这第四次的瘟疫发生在以色列人38年旷野结束的时候。
So this fourth plague occurred at the end of Israel's 38-year wandering in the wilderness.
这个大家不知道最重要的，38年的旷野漂流哈，是以瘟疫开始的。
I don't know if everyone has noticed, but that these 38 years of wandering in the wilderness started with a plague.
就是加利斯巴尼亚的那场瘟疫。
Which is the plague that happened in Kadesh Barnea.
然后中间又发生了一场瘟疫，就是刚才我们所讲的那个可拉的背叛那场瘟疫。然后现在是38年最后的快结束，是第四场瘟疫。
And in the middle there was also a plague, which is what we just talked about with Korah. And then at the end of the 38 years, there was another plague, which is the fourth plague.
这场瘟疫就结束了38年的旷野漂流。
And so with this plague, they ended the 38 year wandering in the wilderness.
当然罪因不相同的，起因的罪不相同。
And so the causes of these sins are all, these were also different.
上一代我们这个时候呢，我们都知道上一代38年的最后上一代以色列的男丁因为不信神嘛，这个时候已经全部倒闭旷野。
So that at this time we know that in the 38 years that have passed, the previous generation have all died in the wilderness, and those who did not believe in God's promise.
Yeah. 那么新一代的以色列人年轻的以色列人现在又开始了他们的行程。
And so this new generation of young Israelites have started their journey.
你知道他们这个时候是因为我们知道迦南地是这样的一个长的形状，是这样的一个形状。然后呢，这边是地中海，这边是约旦，今天的约旦。
And so we know that the land of Canaan is like a oblong shape, and on one side is Jordan, and the other side is
Mediterranean Sea.
The Mediterranean Sea.
这个时候以色列人就绕着迦南地，就是在约旦的境内。
So at this time, the Israelites were circling Canaan and were following the Jordan north.
Yes. 一路凯歌，他们连胜了两个强悍的亚摩利王。
And then on the way, they also won battles against two powerful kings of the Amorites in a row.
他们来到了约旦河东岸，石亭这个地方安营扎寨。
And so they came to the east bank of the Jordan River at Shittim and camped there.
河的对面就是迦南的耶利哥。
So on the opposite side of the river was the Canaan city Jericho.
Right. 这个时候以色列人是信心百倍，要预备再一次预备进迦南了。
So at this time the Israelites were very confidently once again preparing to enter Canaan.
摩押王巴勒他们住的那个诗亭的南面一点点。摩押王巴勒看见以色列这一路所行的事。
The Moabite king, Balak, saw what the Israelites were doing.
他心里非常害怕。
So he was very scared in the part.
虽然以色列人并没有攻打他，因为神不允许。
Even though the Israelites didn't antagonize them because the Lord didn't allow it.
但是呢，这个巴勒还是差派使者拿着金银去阿拉底河那边去请先知巴兰。
And even so, the King Balak sent messengers with gold and silver to the other side of the Euphrates and asked for the prophet Balaam.
要来咒诅以色列人，使以色把以色列人赶出这个地方。
To ask him to curse the Israelites and drive them out of the land.
巴兰来了。
So Balaam came.
一连三次想要开口咒诅以色列人。
And tried to curse the Israelites three times in a row.
但是神利用他的口，耶和华利用他的口，把咒诅的话变成祝福。
But instead, the Lord Jehovah used his mouth to turn those cursing words into blessings for Israel.
这是我们都熟悉的巴兰的故事。
So this is the story of Balaam that we are all familiar with.
最后，巴兰在回家的之前。
So lastly, before Balaam was going to go home,
就给巴勒出了一个计谋。
He gave Balak a scheme.
用摩押女子去勾引以色列人。
To use the Moabite women to seduce the Israelites.
Right. 果然以色列人就落在网罗的里面。
And sure enough, the Israelites got caught in this snare.
也就与摩押女子行起淫乱。
And so engaged in harlotry with the Moabite women.
Okay, so.是跟随着这些女子去祭拜他们的偶像
，and join with them to sacrifice to their idols.
显然巴兰的计谋得逞了
，and so Balaam's scheme succeeded.
神的怒气再一次向以色列人发作
，and so God's wrath was once again ignited towards Israel.
他命令摩西把那个以色列中所有的族长，在神的面前。对着日头给挂起来，给杀了，然后把它放摊在阳光下面的意思。
And so he ordered Moses to execute and hang all the leaders of the people of Israel in front of God and in broad daylight.
Right, 好使神的怒气可以消了。
So that God's wrath would be turned away.
就在这个时候，摩西和全以色列人会众在会幕门口哭啊，那么多人死了。
So right at this time when Moses and the whole assembly were before the tent of meeting crying, weeping because of all the people who had died.
一个色胆包天的以色列人，他是西面支派。
There was a daringly amorous or lustful leader of the Simeon, from the tribe of Simeon.
在这个米甸的女人从大家的眼前走过。
Walked in front of everyone to see and brought a Midianite woman.
简直就是公然的挑衅神。
So he was blatantly provoking God.
瘟疫就在以色列中间爆发。
And so a plague broke out amongst the Israelites.
所以我们都知道亚伦的孙子菲尼哈就从会中出来拿手里拿着枪。
And so we know that Phinehas, who is the grandson of Aaron, came out from the meeting with a spear.
那就把那个以色列人和那个米甸女人一同刺死。
And stabbed the Israelite man and the Midianite woman to death.
那瘟疫就止住了。
And so the plague ceased.
但是这次已经死了在那个时候已经死了两万四千人，比上次瘟疫多了一万。
But by that time, 24,000 had already died, which was 10,000 more than the previous plague.
如果按照美国人口的比例，就相当于美国死了300万。
And to compare it to America's population, it would be as if 3 million died.
如果要是腓尼哈当时不当机立断止住罪恶，死的人会更多，你就知道。
So if Phinehas had not immediately made that decision to stop the sin, more people would have died.
以色列人这次犯的是什么罪
？So what sin did the Israelites commit this time?
很明显，肉体的情欲。
Very obviously, the lust of the flesh.
顾名思义，就是与我们这个肉身有关。
As the name implies, it's related to our physical bodies.
是一些个拿不上台面的罪，就是隐藏。不敢拿到公开的表露出来的罪。
And these are sins that we don't want to display in public.
Right. 不像前面眼目的情欲呀，那些都是我们心中那些高大志气的冠冕堂皇的东西。
It's not like the lust of the eyes from before, where they're just desires of grandeur.
Right. 这个肉体的情欲是一些不能够公开拿不上来的。
And things that we can bring out, the fleshly lusts are ones that we want to remain hidden.
肉体的情欲往往肉体的情欲肉体的淫乱啊，或者情欲和属灵的那个淫乱是往往是连在一起的。
So the lust of the flesh are adultery of the flesh and the spiritual adultery are often connected.
对，你就所以看到以色列人去跟那些摩押女子行淫的时候，也就拜他们的偶像。
So when the Israelites went after committed harlotry with the Moabite women, it was as if they were committing idolatry.
那么我有个问题，巴兰犯的又是什么罪呢？
So then I have a question: is what sin did Balaam commit?
刚才我们的彼得后书第二章十四五节讲，巴兰是贪爱不义之财的先知。
And so we just read in 2 Peter that Balaam was a prophet who loved the wages of unrighteousness.
是那些满眼淫色止不住犯罪啊，心中习惯贪婪的人的榜样。
So he is an example of one who is full of adultery that never ceases to sin and one whose heart is trained in greed.
以弗所说第五章第五节就是把贪婪的罪就是这个贪财的罪和贪婪的罪归类成拜偶像的罪，所以就是肉体的情欲。
And in Ephesians chapter 5, it categorizes this greediness as in the same category as idolatry. And so this is the lust of the flesh.
Right. 所以圣经里面跟我们讲说巴兰的计谋、巴兰的错谬、巴兰的道路。
And so the Bible tells us that Balaam's schemes, his sins, his errors, his way,
yeah, 都是其实都是肉体的情。
Are all the lusts of the flesh.
今天我们这个时代更是那个肉欲横流的时代。
So our age, today's time, our age is full of a rampaging of this fleshly desire.
Exactly. 就像我们都知道按照中国共产主义的理论。
And so we know, for example, according to communism theory,
yeah, 那个物质生活丰富了，人的肉体就得到满足。
So after our material life is enriched,
right.
The human body is satisfied.
就不会再犯罪了。
And so we will no longer sin.
但是你去看看今天中国层出不穷的贪官。
But then take a look at this endless parade or number of corrupt officials.
是 numberless, 就是数不清的贪官污吏在中国大陆中。
So this numberless number of corrupt officials in China.
他们满屋子藏的都是现金啊。
So their houses are full of hidden money.
然后上百个情妇一个人。
And one person has hundreds of mistresses.
但是这些贪官他们满足了嘛，他们早就过上所谓的共产主义了，他们满足了嘛。
And so, they have already been, their material life is already fulfilled, but are they satisfied?
所以不是那个什么个别的问题，是整个制度整个理论就出了大问题。
So it's that there's an individual, error, but that this whole theory is incorrect.
Whole system.
System.
Awesome. 那么民主国家呢？
But what about the democratic countries?
Right. Yeah. 那些肉体的情欲啊，更是明目张胆。
So the lusts of the flesh are even more apparent.
Right. 比如说印度啊，台湾满大街都是偶像，是不是？都是要拜拜去发财的人。
For example, in India and Taiwan, the streets are they're full of idols.
They want to get money so they worship idols.
Oh, yes, that collect money so that they can worship them.
Right. 在民主国家，我们的网络都是自由的。
And in democratic countries, our internet is uncensored, it's free.
Exactly. 但是我们都知道充满了那个黄色淫秽的东西，是不是？
But we know that it is also full of dirty pornography, isn't it?
一个月以前，一个美国的歌星。
About one month ago, there was an American singer.
Right. 他发起了这个网络云端的那个音乐会。
So she had a streaming concert.
Right, exactly. Okay. 号召全世界的人都团结起来，共同抗击瘟疫。
so she called on all the people of the world to unite and fight the pandemic.
Right. 这个音乐会因为很有名嘛，轰动了全球。
And because this concert was very famous, it caused a worldwide sensation.
Right. 全是无数的人欢欣鼓舞为之。
And so countless people were joyfully encouraged.
包括很多的基督徒。
Including many Christians.
但是这位被称为全球公民的歌星。
But this singer who was named a global citizen.
Right. 我们都知道她唱歌的风格 very, 就很怪是不是
We know that her style is very weird.
她曾经有一首歌叫犹大她的歌名。
So she has a song that's called Judas.
歌词这样讲我只讲其中的两句因为其他的歌词不堪入目了。
So I'll just read two lines of her lyrics because the other lyrics are just very unseemly, unsightly.
她说我爱上了犹大犹大就是背叛主耶稣的那个。
She says, I am in love with Judas, and this is Judas who betrayed Lord Jesus.
我愿意如果他愿意我愿意用头发给他洗脚。
I'll wash his feet with my hair if he needs.
你知道这个他是在暗示什么我们基督徒都知道是不是
And so we as Christians know what she is alluding to here.
Right. 我们都知道撒旦知道神是圣洁公义的神。
We all know that Satan knows that God is a holy and righteous God.
知道我们的神是借邪的神。
We know that God is a jealous God.
Right. 如果撒旦能够引诱人淫乱犯罪的话罪能够激起神的愤怒。
And...You know that if you can seduce people to commit adultery and sin, it is most likely to arouse God's wrath.
这就是为什么我们看见
This is why we can see.
那个撒旦能够轻而易举或者巴勒能够轻而易举的使以色列人从属灵的高峰跌到了最低俗的咒域。
How Balaam was able to seduce or snare the Israelites to fall from a spiritual peak to the lowest of fleshly lust.
Right. 这场瘟疫啊，不光不能够靠大祭司以利亚撒的带导来就止息。
And so this plague was not able to be stopped just by the high priest's intercession.
Right. 我们都知道这个时候亚伦已经死了，因为已经犯了罪过了。
So we know at this time that Aaron had already died.
所以他的儿子以利亚撒接替他做大祭司。
So his son Eleazar took his place as the high priest.
但是这场瘟疫不能靠着他代祷赎罪而止息。
But this plague could not be stopped by his intercession and atonement for everyone.
像亚伦是在前一场瘟疫所做的那样。
Like Aaron did for the previous plague.
必须要先停止罪恶。
First.The sin had to be stopped.
这是为什么以利亚撒的儿子非尼哈必须要拿起枪来。
This is why Eleazar's son Phinehas had to take up the spear.
把那个行淫的以色列男人和那个米甸女人从腹中刺透。
And to pierce through the Israelite man and the Midianite woman who committed adultery.
今天我们正在经历一场史无前例的瘟疫。
And today we are standing in the midst of a plague.
都是因为全人类。
It's because all of humanity has committed a sin.
是神愤怒审判的结果。
And as a result, we are suffering God's wrath.
我们今天这些神的儿女，我们当如何行呢？
And today those of us who are God's children.
Yeah, 我们当如何行呢？我们当如何做？
If we are right by God,
what we should do? Yeah, what we should do at this time?
Oh, those of us who are God's children, we know what we should be doing.
Yeah, because we 借着耶稣基督的救赎和爱
and because of the Lord Jesus' redemption and love,
我们蒙神完全的赦免
we have been fully forgiven by God.
我们也深信我们是给瞎子领路的。
And we also believe that we are a guide for the blind.
我们是黑暗中人的光。
We are a light for those in darkness.
而且我们有神话语的知识。
And we also have the knowledge of God's word.
我们也知道什么是神的公义，什么是神的圣洁。
And we also understand what is God's holiness and His righteousness.
我们也知道撒旦的网罗和他的计谋。
We also know of Satan's snares and his schemes.
那么在这次瘟疫中，我们首先应当做的。
And so, in the midst of this epidemic, pandemic, what we must do?
我们要脱去各样缠累我们的罪。
We need to put aside every encumbrance, the sin that entangle us.
就是肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
Which is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
还有。今生的骄傲，这个我们下次来讲。第五次瘟疫。
And the boastful pride of life, which we will discuss next time.
这是最后一次瘟疫所要讲的。
And that is the topic of the last plague that we will speak about.
然后呢，我们当停止这些罪恶，然后我们来到神的面前，才能认罪悔改。
And after we cease from these sins, then we can come before the Lord to confess and to repent.
同时呢，我们也与此同时，我们要为弟兄姊妹、为世界上的人代祷。
And at the same time, we must also intercede for our brothers and sisters and for the world.
当然，我们不可能再像腓尼哈那样去杀罪人。
Of course, we cannot be like Phineas and to kill the sinners.
对，但是如果神给我今天给我们机会。
But today, if the Lord gives us the opportunity,
我们就应该去教导弟兄姊妹。
We should
告诉世人必须要停止罪恶。
And to tell them that they must cease from committing the sin.
然后来到神的面前悔改认罪。
And to come before the Lord to confess and repent.
如果他们不做的话，就算这次瘟疫我们熬了过去。
If they do not do so, even this time, if we get past this epidemic,
世界把这个在这瘟疫中熬了过去。
If the world comes through this pandemic,
更可怕、更大的灾难就会在后面。
A worse and scarier disaster is going to follow.
最后，我们来读一处的圣经。
Finally, let's read a passage in the Bible.
就在我们刚才念的《民数记》第25章。
It is in passage is in Numbers 26 where we just read. 25 where we just read.
对，民数记第二十五章，我们读11节开始。
Numbers chapter 25 will begin with verse 11.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，祭司亚伦的孙子以利亚撒的儿子腓尼哈。使我向以色列人所发的怒消了，因他在他们中间以我的戒邪为心，使我不在戒邪中把他们灭除。因此你要说，我将我的平安的约赐给他，这约要给他和他的后裔，作为永远当祭司责任的约，因为他为神有祭邪的心，为以色列人赎罪。
So, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned away my wrath from the sons of Israel, and that he was jealous with my jealousy among them, so that I did not destroy the sons of Israel in my jealousy. Therefore say, Behold, I give him my covenant of peace, and it shall be for him and his descendants after him, a covenant of a perpetual priesthood.Because he was jealous for his God and made atonement for the sons of Israel.
瘟疫之后
And so after the plague,
耶和华晓谕摩西和祭司以利亚撒
The Lord said to Moses and Eleazar the priest,
数点百姓从20岁算起
Take a census of the congregation from 20 years old and up.
能出去打仗的计算总数。
To count whoever is able to go out to war.
能出去打仗的计算总数。
To count those who are able to go out to war.
准备进法迦南。
And to prepare to enter Canaan.
好，我们 信息就到此，我们再做一个祷告。
And so the message, our sharing will end here. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Our Father who is in heaven, we give you our thanks.
我们感谢你借着以色列人的经历对我们讲话。
We give you thanks that you use the experience of the Israelites to speak to us.
巴不得你的这些话语能够留在我们的心里。
In which these words be in our hearts.
是我们在这次瘟疫中成为我们脚前的灯路上的光。
And so that in the midst of this pandemic, it would be a light to our feet.
使我们在这瘟疫中主啊能够站立得胜。
And so that in the midst of this pandemic, we would still remain holy.
能够见证我们的主耶稣基督。
So we can testify for our Lord Jesus.
和他的救恩在十字架上。
And his salvation accomplished on the cross.
预备我们能够迎接我们的主。
And prepare us to receive our Lord as he comes for a second time. We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for speaking to us. Let us respond with corporate prayer.
谢谢主对我们讲话，让我们来回应，大家一起祷告。
Let's open this time and remember to unmute yourself and to leave time for translation.
请记得静音并留下时间给翻译的姐妹们。
父，我们感谢你赐下那警醒的话语，说在我们心里面的深处。
Father, we give you thanks that you've given us this word of warning to us.
因为那说要来的就来，必不迟延。
And that all of us who can come would know.
And 让我们真是能够存着那敬畏的心，能够敬虔的度日。
And so we can all come with reverent hearts.
也让我们里面有颗悔改的心，能够来归向我们的主。
And so that we can have these repentant hearts before our Lord.
也让我们能够为弟兄姊妹们和世人来代求。
That we can also intercede for our brothers and sisters and those of the world.
让世人都能够心存敬畏，能够敬虔的度日。
And so that we can all know how to revere, to show reverence in following times.
来见证我们荣耀的主。
And to give testimony to our glorious Lord.
我们感谢你。
We give you thanks.
求你垂听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Would you listen to our prayer? Pray this in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this precious time that you have granted unto us.
主啊，感谢你把这个宝贵的时间对我们来说话。
Lord, we thank you for your steadfast love, which never ceases, and your mercies never come to an end.
主啊，真是感谢你那永远不变的爱和。
Yes, Lord, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for not dealing according to our sins. And not repaying according to our iniquities. Lord, thou art a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in steadfast love. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, for loving us with an everlasting love and dying us on the cross of Calvary.
主，感谢你。用永远不变的爱来爱我们，为我们在十字架上受死。
And thank you, Lord, for giving your resurrection life in our to all of us, to all of our brothers and sisters.
这真是感谢你把这个复活的生命给我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
So that, Lord, in these difficult times also, Lord, we look upon thee and thy resurrection power which has returned to us.
这真是在这个艰难的时刻，我们能真是能靠着你。
Lord, we thank you for the way how you have spoken to us about the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh.
主要甚至我们感谢你向我们警戒在在肉体上的。
Help us, Lord, even though, Lord, we have been saved many a times, we fall and we fail you. Lord, we grow in your spirit and we quench your spirit.
甚至我们经常在你的面前跌倒。
Lord, help us, Lord, that we may be reminded how precious God you are unto us and how fearful God and how zealous God you are unto us.
主啊，真是感谢你出来提醒我们，你是这么一个忌节的神，你是这么爱我们的神。
And help us, Lord, that we may be committed to you and help us, Lord, that we may be have that understanding, Lord, as your son, as to do only the Father's will.Will help us also, Lord, that we may do and we may know the hope of the heavenly calling and we may live a godly life.
主啊，真是你保守我们，就像主耶稣一样，我们只行你的旨意，只行天上的旨意。
Thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that you have been granting as we cannot able to meet in person. But thank you, Lord, for helping us to have this fellowship with brothers and sisters.
主啊，虽然我们不能面对面的。聚集，但是主啊，真是你要给我们这个机会和弟兄姊妹在同一个领域聚集。
And thank you, Lord, for continually speaking to us week upon week and on each and every prayer meeting that we need to keep our eyes unto the Jesus who is the author and finisher of our faith.
主啊，真是也是周复一周，主要在每次的聚会当中，你都提醒我们要把我们的眼目聚集在主耶稣的身上。
And thank you, Lord, for reminding as your day is approaching, we may conduct our lives with all truthfulness and sincerity, Lord, for your second coming.
主啊，真是也是在你第二次快来的时候，主啊，真是也提醒我们，一切都要按照你的心。
Help us, Lord, as all our brothers and sisters may continue to run our race by looking into Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith.
主啊，真是也是保守我们所有弟兄姊妹能够照着你的
甘旨跑。Thank you, Lord, for each and every circumstances which you are allowing in our lives, that we may continually, we may look upon thee and help us, Lord, that we may be transformed into the image of thy Son.
说真是也是保守我们，让我们更像你的儿子。
How can we thank you enough, Lord, for all what you have been doing in our lives?
主要就是为了你所为我们做的一切，我们要不停的感谢和赞美你。
We lift up our cup of salvation and offer praises, worship, adoration in the holy and matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣，我们感谢你的恩典，今天早晨再次让我们听见你宝贵的话语。
So Jesus, we thank you for your grace that we can come this morning to hear your word.
我们感谢主，我们原本是听也听不见，看也看不到的。
We thank you that before we were those who could not hear and those who could not see.
我们感谢主，你自己的复活，让我们得到一个新的生命。
We thank you that by your resurrection, you've given us we have a new life.
今天你自己的话语再次提醒我们。
Today, your own word once again reminds us.
我们就像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
We are like the flowers of the grass that withers and dries easily.
但是只有主你知道，自己的话语永远长存。
是。Lord, only your word lasts forever.
我们感谢主，你再次提醒我们。
We thank our Lord that you once again remind us.
在这样子艰难的时刻。
That in this time, in this era,
是你愤怒的诠释，是你的愤怒。
This difficult time, that it is a result of your anger and your wrath.
你的话语再次提醒我们。
Your word once again reminds us.
提醒我们数算我们自己的日子。
It reminds us to number our days.
也叫我们得到智慧的心。
And would you give us a discerning heart?
你更是希望我们在你面前能够回转后悔。
That you desire for us to return to you.
我们更知道主你自己希望我们在你面前祈求。
And we know that you want us to plead before you.
让我们再一次早早的回到你的慈爱里面。
And that we would sooner return to your love.
让我们更早的再一次能够欢呼喜乐。
That we would sooner return so that we could be in rejoice.
我们在你面前再次祈求。
So once again before you we ask.
愿你的作为尽早显现。
That your throne would appear quickly.
让我们能够将你的荣耀再次显现在这世上。
That your glory would once again appear on the earth.
显现在你儿女的身上。
It would manifest on your children.
也显现在我们自己的儿女身上。
And also on the lives of our own children.
一切都是你的恩典，一切都是你的怜悯。
Everything is by your grace and your mercy.
你有丰盛的恩典，你有丰盛的怜悯。
You have an abundant grace and abundant mercy.
在这主日复活的早晨，我们也借着这样子的聚会，我们感谢你。
And on this day, the Lord's Resurrection Day, that we can gather, we thank you.
你为我们舍命，你为我们流血，为我们升天。
You gave for us. You gave us your life, and you shed your blood, and you also ascended to heaven.
你赐给我们荣耀的盼望。
And you gave us glorious hope.
我们再次感谢你。
We once again thank you.
感谢主，奉主耶稣圣名。
We thank our Lord and we pray in His holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 主，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly want to give thanks to you.
在昨日的清晨，你仍然是给我们能借着网络，我们来到你面前聚集，献上我们感谢和赞美。
That we can come this morning on the Lord's Day via the internet, we give you our praise and thanksgiving.
你继续记着你的仆人向我们说警戒和勉励的话语。
Would you remember your servants as they gave us your words of warning?
主是的，我们现在正在经历一个不容易的时代。
And even now, as we experience these difficult times,
正在蔓延的疫情，它的范围之广，影响之深，实在是我们这一代人未曾经历过，也可能未曾想到过的。
And that all of these experiences that we have, there are things that the Lord has experienced before and has thought of.
主，当我们再一次读你话语的时候，我们实在不得不匍匐敬拜在你的面前。
And but as we read again your word once again, we can we once again come before you in worship.
感谢你用这样的方法来提醒我们，来警戒我们，来不准我们的脚步。
And we thank you that you've used this method to give us warning to watch where we step and how we walk.
让我们更多的能在你的面前认罪悔改，无论是得罪神的得罪人的，我们都应该在你面前认真的悔改。
And we want to remind us to come before you to confess and repent whether or not we've offended our Lord or we offended man, we want to confess and repent.
为你仍然是给我们这样一个机会，我们不得不开口赞美和感谢。
Because if you've given us this opportunity, we can not open our mouths to give you thanksgiving and praise.
也求主在你发怒的时候仍然以怜悯为念。
And Lord, even in the midst of your wrath, you still have mercy.
再次谢谢我们的主垂听我们的祷告。
And once again, we thank our Lord. Would you heed our prayer?
为你宝贝的名，我们祈求。
And we ask this in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Gracious God and Heavenly Father.
我们宝贝的主，亲爱的父。
Thank you, Father, for thy goodness, for thy loving kindness.
感谢你的对我们的一切好，感谢你的慈爱。
Not that we are something good or great because of thy mercy, because of thy Father, of thy lofty plans. We are not consumed because of your multitude of your mercies.
主啊，这一切都是你的恩典，我们才能有好的和更好的自己。Lord,
I thank you for this Lord's Day where thou has enabled us to come and to worship you in truth and spirit.
主啊，这是在这个主日，都是因为你的恩典，我们才能来到你的面前。
Thank thee also, Father, for the exhortation of thy word, which reminds us once again what thou wantest, what thou desirest of us, Lord.
主要是通过这一切的 话语，主要真是让我们明白你的心意。
There are so many people in this world who are more vulgar and so intellectual people, but Father, it is thy grace and your mercy thou has chosen us, redeemed and made us as your possession.
主要真是这个世界上有这么多智慧的人，主要但真是一切都是你的恩典来拣选我们。
Not only thou has saved me, but also desirest of me that I may take part in thy work as a royal priesthood.
主要真是都是你的恩典来拣选我，能够让我做你的儿女，能够就是对为你所做的一切有份。
Yet I fail, not acknowledging, not understanding thy lofty plans, enjoying the, like the people of Israel, Father, when all things are well, we forget what is the purpose. But yet, Father, I thank you, we are not consumed like those, the children of Israel who are consumed by the plagues because of their sinful and disobedient, rebellious heart.
主要虽然我们自己也是有罪，但是感谢你不没有把我们像以色列人那样，就是要灭绝我们。主要这是在好的时候，在情境好的时候，我们有的时候忘记你对我们的恩典。主要真是求你来饶恕我们的过犯。
I thank you, praise you, Father, for thy Son, who not only gave his life, became propitiation for my sins, but also became a high priest, a heavenly high priest, who constantly interceding on my behalf.
主要真是感谢你，不仅把你的这个宝贵的儿子给我们，也是让他来永远在天上做这个大祭司。
Thank you, Father, for thy goodness towards me and the fellowship of saints through which I am being exhorted and being reminded of your love.
主要真是感谢你，你所有的话语，主要真是也是。 感谢你对我的教导。
Thank you, praise you for the living word, the word which sanctifies me.
感谢你的活道，真是每天都来洁净我。
Lord, what can I render unto you for all the benefits I have received through your Son? I can fall prostrate before you in awe, in worshipping you and adoring your holy name.
真是你给我所有的恩典，我不知道。 我唯有在你的脚前跪拜，感谢你赞美。
I offer my thanks and adoration in the highly exalted name of my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
是为了把所有的感谢赞美都归给你的主耶稣。阿门。
Heavenly Father.
天上的父。
We want to thank you for giving us your Son.
感谢你把你的宝贝的儿子给我们。Because
we have your Son, we also have your eternal life.
我们有你的儿子，我们也有你这个永生的生命。We
have an overcoming life, a life that overcomes the world.
我们有这个得胜的生命来战胜这个世界。So
we ask today that you would help us guard ourselves from idols.
就是今天我们求你让我们从这个世界上的偶像中分别出来。
That we would be like Phineas as we read today.
所以我们今天就像我们今天所读的，我们要像
Phineas。
Phineas.
And we would hold your interests above our own and have your jealousy inside of us.
真是我们要把你的旨意在我们之上，然后我们要有这个拒绝的心。
Because you have made us kingdom of priests, may we also have that sobriety to walk blamelessly before you.
主要真是因为给我们这个基督国度，我们也能在你的面前走这条正道。
Because we know that judgment begins in the house of God.
我们知道审判是从神的国度开始，神的家中开始。
And so we can look forward without fear, but with confidence at the appearing of your Son.
只是我们坦然无惧的来等待你的。
So we ask that you would be with us this week as we join together and intercede for each other.
真是保守你，请你保守我们这一周和我们同在。
And we want to pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
把这一切奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So.